This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. You are listening to the broadcast ministry of the Mount Triumph Baptist Church, located at 720 Millgrace Road, Boise, Louisiana, 71409, where Joseph W. Franklin is the pastor. Look us up on the web at mounttriumphmbc.com. Like us on Facebook. We are celebrating the church's 135th anniversary. This event will be held on Sunday, November 5th, 2017, at 11 a.m. The guest speaker will be Pastor Emeritus Theodore Williams of New Faith Church of Houston, Texas, a native of Mount Triumph and a native of the Bayou Peace community. On Monday, we'll be culminating this event with a one-night revival at 6:30 p.m. at the Mount Triumph Baptist Church, where Pastor Williams will also be the guest speaker. We encourage all those who are in the area to come and celebrate with us. The theme for this event will be the church letting its light shine in a dark world. That's Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 16. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. God bless.
Every praise, say every praise. Every praise is to our God. Y'all know how.
Just what he said. know that he's able. You just look back over your life and see what the Lord has done. And see where God has brought you from. Some of you have been in some tight spots.
Souls to be brought to him that he might be able to
transform them to be the people that he wants them to be. Heretofore, we've talked about these 12 disciples, Brother Juno, in the context of this sixth chapter. We begin at verse 12, where it talks about Jesus taking and spending all night long praying about the decisions and the choices that he was going to make of these 12 men that he would choose. And I tell you that any kind of decision that you're going to make in your life, you need to make sure you take some time to pray about it. Have I got a witness? Nothing should just come. There's some things that, yes, we know routinely, but when you are making decisions and choices, dealing with your life and the life of others, you have to pray about it. And so Jesus spent all night long praying before he chose these 12 men. Matter of fact, he was in the mountain to pray, and it's good to be able to steal away and get away and pray sometimes. You've got some decisions you've got to make. It's good to sometimes get off by yourself. And so while he was off by himself, he talked to the Father, and the Father confirmed those decisions that he was about to make. And in that, he brought these 12 men until he called them to himself for this face-to-face encounter with them. And we talked about last Sunday that he chose Simon Peter, and Matthew said he chose Simon first, that Simon would be a primary disciple and apostle of Jesus. We talked about Simon's personality and Simon's profile, what kind of person he was. Sometimes he was wishy-washy. Sometimes he was speaking out of turn. He can be like us sometimes. We saw Simon Peter at a point of immaturity in his life, like us sometimes. But that same Simon said later on in his writing in 2 Peter, he said, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." If you are immature, you don't stop there, you ought to proceed to maturity. And can I tell you what helps you to grow is your time spent in the Word of God. Didn't you hear what he said in Psalm 1? You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We talked about Simon, Big Mouth Simon, impetuous Simon. Simon's preference, even at his death, he says he's not worthy to die in the manner that his Lord died. He says, "Turn me upside down, and I'll give honor and reverence to my Lord in this manner." But then we move from Simon to Andrew. I like that name, Andrew. Andrew means manly. He's a manly man. And can I tell you, these apostles, these disciples were ordinary folk who were able to do extraordinary things. God uses plain old ordinary people who will surrender and submit their lives to him and be willing to suffer on his behalf. Ever got a witness? Now, Pastor, you was all right on the surrender and submission, but when you got to the suffering part, but I even heard Jesus say that if anyone will We know that that constitutes some suffering if you're going to follow the master. But he calls Andrew, and I like what it says. Andrew is Simon Peter's brother. Andrew was not a part of the inner circle with Peter, James, and John. But Andrew is present when the call is being made. I need some help right here because sometimes I know we love to hear our name called, but sometimes there's always some folk who are behind the scenes. It's some folk that their names have never been in lights, but God has used them mightily to do great things. You know, when Paul was in trouble and was let down over the wall, nobody said anything about the rope holder or the rope maker. And he was let down over the wall in a basket. Nobody said anything about who weaved that basket. Their name was not mentioned. And so Andrew here is mentioned, but he's not in the inner circle. What I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to be in the know for everything. Just be available and be a vessel for Almighty God. Can I tell you, first of all here, that you need to see the preparation for soul winning. Can I tell you that our communities are in shambles? Folk are lost and on their way to hell daily. And we huddle up here on Sunday morning and we go back to our neighborhoods. We go back to our clean environment. But you need to take a few days down at the courthouse and be able to witness some of the ugliness and some of the devastation, the deterioration of our homes and families is far out in the open in the courthouse daily. We've had a tough week this week. Brother McKinney, to see some of what's going on, and the church has the solution that can change and transform the community. Here, Andrew was prepared for soul winning. How do you know that? When I look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 20, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, and they were casting their net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And I like their response. The Bible says immediately they left their nets and followed him. Like Peter, Andrew was a fisherman. They were in the fishing business together. He made his livelihood by catching fish and bringing them to the market. And notice also that they were partners in the business. The text told us right there that they were casting their nets. They were working together as a partner. If the church is going to be soul winners, we got to be able to work together. We are in this thing together. Oh yes, I know sometimes we take the attitude that I'm over here, I'm doing my thing, and you're over there, and you're doing your thing. word together. And matter of fact, that word co-mission means that there is a working together. It tells us that there is a partnership between Jesus and his church. And then not only that, but we are co-laborers together with Christ. Can I tell you, when Jesus found these men, they were working men. Help me, somebody. See, sometimes we think that when we get saved, it's saved to sit down on the pew. But we are saved to help get somebody else saved. Don't y'all get quiet on me. And y'all know that in the course of a week, we give so much of our energy, so much of our effort, and so much of our enthusiasm to the workplace. And when it comes to the work of the Lord, we just got a few milli old crumbs and a whole lot of excuses. Help me, somebody. Oh, when it comes to Sunday morning, we can find some excuses. I got a headache this morning. I got a toothache today. I don't have nothing to wear. Shoes and no clothes to wear. And yet you don't work all week long. Andrew received preparation from his occupation. Matter of fact, Jesus said that follow me. Show you how to use the same energy, the same effort, and the same enthusiasm as you use to catch your fish. I'm going to show you how to catch me. So here, not only here, we have that preparation, but we also have the person of preparation. Jesus says that I'm going to show you how to catch men. I'm going to make you. That word make, paeo, means to be made or to produce or to make ready. I'm going to get you ready for soul winning. Jesus said, if you only follow me. The master knows how to win souls. Have I got a witness? If you don't believe me, come here, Nicodemus. And Nicodemus will tell you that Jesus is the best soul maker and a soul winner in town. Nicodemus will tell you, I came to Jesus by night. I tried to be a private disciple. And I talked to Jesus, and Jesus told me something. He said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Can I tell you, Jesus used what we call in the evangelism world a one-on-one discipleship. Sometimes it doesn't have to be a mass disciple. Sometimes it's just one person. Help me, somebody. It's just you and them. Not only that, but you remember that woman at the well. She came at an unappointed time. She came while there would be no other women there. She had some issues in her life, and Jesus asked her for some water. She don't have nothing to draw with. He said, if you have asked me, I would have given you living water. And when he encountered her, he didn't leave her like he found her, but he told her, she asked him for the water, and he said, now go get your husband. He hit on a spot in her life that many of us won't easily believe, isn't, before we acknowledge that we are he was God.